Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here on a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with a good friend of ours. Her name is Darlene Sartori. She runs the Ideal Network. So if you go to idealnetwork.biz, you'll be able to find the cool things that she's working on. And she's been hosting this radio show since, like, forever. One of our very first hosts when we got started, I was looking for some people that would be able to steer you in the right direction, people you can trust, people that were probably interested in, you know, lots of different things that you might not even know about. So she'd be a great source of information on just stuff, life in general, but stuff as well. And that's certainly been the case. And we've been doing this radio show as one of several things to either keep you up to date on what's going on, to remind you of what happened that you probably need to remember, and maybe also to help ground you back into the foundations that are happening. And maybe as a result of this radio show, even start to talk about some, stuff that's happening celestially. I think that's the right word. I don't know. You know, like in the heavens, you know, like solar eclipses and stuff like that. We just had here a lunar eclipse, a full lunar eclipse, they said. I didn't see it, not in my part of the country, but where the sun basically is in front of the earth, and somehow or another that messes up the moon. So there was a shadow that went over the moon, so it kind of got dark after a full moon, which is kind of creepy, kind of eerie, for whatever reasons. And now Darlene is talking about eclipses and what's happening on April 8th, and I don't know how much we'll talk about that on this radio show, but we're here to talk about whatever she wants to talk about on this radio show. So Darlene, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Okay, well, thank you, Peter, for doing all the work that you are helping me to do a lot of recovery. We've made some discoveries over the last few days that we weren't aware of. So the first one is to make announcement that the idealnetwork.biz site is not loading properly. So that we haven't figured out what's wrong and et cetera. So Peter's working on that with me to figure this out. We're trying to get a hold of the person who is the host and et cetera, et cetera. So we are putting that out now. So in the meantime, use one of them that is functioning from the old days, libertyzone.com, LibertyZone.com. And I also just discovered that somehow I got the website idealuniversalsociety.org redirecting to the libertyzone.com. So the information that I started back in 1998 at least is still online. So my fear was that I had lost everything because I've not been extremely, functional in keeping copies of everything that I have done. This is why I now really encourage people to learn how to keep records. My husband was the record keeper. You know, Jim was one of these guys, he knew where everything was and how to take care of it and et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's what engineers can do. He held several engineering degrees in very different fields. But that's not been my expertise. these are things that we need to pay a lot of attention to. Last week, I brought, I think the last 2 weeks, I've kind of brought you up to date a little bit of why I find that it's absolutely vital that we bring together some things on this planet that have to happen very quickly in order to save this planet from ending up in another world war, or worse, our planet get destroyed. We never know, but what we have to do is to pay attention to the signs of what is vital for us to survive and thrive. Now, I don't know where you're at with following our sessions here. This will be the third one probably that I'm mentioning something about these eclipses and how I did not realize that the information that I should have been paying attention to that I was not paying attention to. And so I'm going to, again, maybe go back over some of the things that I've mentioned in the past. Last week, I pointed you in the direction of Urantia paper 134, and I think I might have mentioned 118 also. But you need to look at the signs of what's happening on what we call the divine revelations. Every one of us have a connection with an inner source that helps us to kind of know, and I call it being divinely inspired. You know, when you do something because, you know, maybe you don't really know why you're doing it, but you just really feel compelled to do it. And that's that inner self. That's that inner spirit telling you, it's what we call being divinely inspired, to do what is right for you, that is life empowering for you. And one of the things that I have found in working with the those who are addicted, those who are homeless and have had a lot of challenges in their lives, it's because early on in life they did not make a direct connection with their DNA alignment of what they were here on the planet to do. What is it that your DNA says to you that you're really good at? And many times I've often used this dynamic of learn through play. You know, what do you love to do and what attracts your attention? So what we are doing with our children in many ways is a good thing because we get them involved with things like sports and outside activities and things like that, so that hopefully they will learn something about the planet we live upon. They'll learn about the skills that they maybe have within themselves that they can develop. You know, building what we call it, Peter mentioned, building a sound foundation. And I mentioned jokingly with him when I was talking with him earlier today, well, I took a break today around noon to watch the news, and I decided to give myself a pedicure, a manicure. And so I got out my water massage vibrator and put me some warm water in there and sat there and watched the news and got caught up with what was going on while I was massaging my feet in this wonderful water and et cetera. And that's the sound foundation that we need to do. I don't know about you, but I have some walking challenges, and so I really appreciate having the ability to have feet that I can rely upon. Legs sometimes gives out, so I have to be cautious. But you have to pay attention to what's really important to you. So what I've been trying to do over the years since I got actively involved on the internet was really start building websites and et cetera, internet sites that would, and link them with things that would help you to get accurately involved with people that are important. And I do appreciate those who have learned how to efficiently use the internet. But it's really strange that right now the only websites that are mine out of about 100 website domains that I have access, that I have I'm paying for, only two of them that I found so far that I built back in 1998 in the basic HTML frames is functional. Okay, that's kind of strange. And the other thing is very strange is the last site that I just put online, I bought the domain for, the idealuniversalsociety.org, I somehow wisely connected it to the Liberty Zone site, the libertyzone.com site, because that's where I started collecting and learning how to collaborate on the internet. And yes, there are a lot of dead links on there because I've not kept them as up to date as possible. But I can at least go back and I can find out where did I start from? Because it was during that era of 1998 that I got basically involved with and learning how to build basic websites. And so I played around with several different systems back then so that I could learn to live in this new domain thing that we were calling the cyberspace. So if you look at what were the names that we used over a period of time, you know, websites, domains, what are the words that came into play as we made advances towards the age of light and life? Now, if you're already part of those who are reading the Urantia papers, you're very much aware of this term, age of light and life. Well, last week, I told you that a little bit more about my discovery, and thanks to connecting with a person that has pointed me in the direction about these eclipses and how important they were. Well, I mentioned this, I think, last week, but here is the website, the internet site, the domain for you to go to catch up to where I'm at with comprehending this dynamic of the importance of the last two solar eclipses. And those websites, that website is the number two, the numeral two, then eclipses.com. Okay, so that's the numeral two, E, C-L-I-P-S-E-S.com. For those who are already versed in the Urantia papers, they will suddenly realize as they go to that page, it shows two white streaks going across the United States. And one of them says August the 21st of 2017. The other one says April the 8th of 2024. And you will see that those two eclipses cross each other in the middle part of the state of Illinois in southern Indiana and southern Illinois. Okay, and it just so happens there is a 111-foot cross on top of a hill, I say a mountain, in a place called close to the eclipse where I mentioned this last week, and this is the next site to write down, okay, is Bald, B-A-L-D, Knob, K-N-O-B, Cross, C-R-O-S-S, .com. And so hopefully Peter will be able to put those two websites on this page so that you will pay attention. And so what you need to do is, and you go back to that website, baldknobcross.com, and this is where they say the real center of the apex is on the top of this mountain in southern Illinois. And that, if you go down to the bottom of the page, baldknobcross.com, you're going to see the address that it shows there for where this location is, okay? And this is one of those dynamics where knowing where something is at in location to your vicinity and et cetera, this is going to be right near the town of Alto Pass, Illinois, A-L-T-O, the first word, and then the second word, Pass, P-A-S-S, Illinois. And for those who want the zip code, it's 62905. So you make sure that you are at the right location. Well, John Tegan and I, of course, made a trip up to this place to really get an idea of if that's where we are supposed to be. And definitely it is very informational to find out the history of both the building of this 111-foot cross that started in about 1936 and the revelation, what we call the epic revelation, the Urantia revelation, that started being indicted in 1934. So we see some things that have started 100 years ago that are bringing ourselves into some real interesting dynamics. Now, you know that I have mentioned the West Baden Springs, West Baden Springs Hotel, okay? So that's another place for you to go to the end of, the internet and type in the word West, W-E-S-T, Baden, B-A-D-E-N, Springs, S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Hotel, and pay attention to what is talked about in the history of that hotel. And it was a healing center, and it was known as the fifth wonder of the world. So this is something that where these people, these concepts work together to start looking at how do they connect with each other. Okay, that is a 200-foot dome hotel. That it was the first freestanding glass dome that was built, and it was called the Eighth Wonder, one of the Eighth Wonders of the World, okay? And so it has been revamped and et cetera. The other thing that's really unique is the fact that the word, the Patoka Lake is a reservoir that's been built there, P-A-T-O-K-A. Lake, L-A-K-E, and I live in the town of Patoka, the rural area of Patoka, Indiana. And so my husband often jokingly said, you know, we have a real connection between those two areas of southern Indiana. And they're only about, if I take the back roads and et cetera, we're only about 60 miles apart. Okay, now if I go down the interstate, it's about 99 miles. So, you know, if I want to take the scenic route that goes the two-lane highway through the old 64, Route 64, it's a lot shorter, but it's two-lane. Okay, so depending upon what I'm in the mood for, or if I'm going to Evansville, I'll probably take the route going down to I-64. So when we look at some of these dynamics that we sometimes don't pay a lot of attention to, so this past week, the friend that I introduced you to last week, I think with Hal Halbert, I'm getting my names of people kind of out of my thinking, okay, Hal Albert, okay, made the site. Let me go back to his site here, because there's several things that I want to make sure to get on this recording here. And make sure that I've, okay, I thought I brought it up on this computer. Okay. Okay, it's UB, the word Urantia book, in other words, UB annotated.com. And I was sure that I, there was, okay. So, Halbert Katzen, K-A-T-Z-E-N, is the one that brought my attention to the importance of these eclipses. So sometimes you're eternally grateful for somebody from the past coming forward to bring your attention to something when he called and said, "Darlene, are you aware of what's going on?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean? Lots of things are going on." And so he told me about this dynamic with the ball knob and foot. And of course, I knew there was the eclipses. I was on the back part of it. But I really wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. And so his bringing my attention to this then brought us back to the reason for French Lick and West Baden, Indiana, and the Patoka Lake area. And so remember that in the past I have told you that this was probably where I was going to retire at, was in that area after I got somebody to take over our properties here in southern Indiana, because that's where, as a child, I really I was taken there by my grandparents and my uncles and my father and mother's family to that area, which isn't very far from Dale, Indiana, from where they lived, or where my family's from. And so the southern Indiana area has a great amount of information that is very important for us to know. And I kept asking why, okay? So I did some research on the southern Indiana area again, Orange County, Gibson County, and et cetera, and I found a whole lot of history that I was not aware of. And so this is where we're going to be working with 4 to 5 counties in the southern Indiana area. Now, I probably mentioned back a few months ago or that we went to Purdue University, a session up in Davies County for the invasive species, of controlling the invasive species that's taking over our forests and killing them in the southern Indiana area. And so this is very important for us to look at being wise stewards of the planet. And remember that Native Americans had this area and cared for this area for many eons before they were taken over and destroyed as a civilization. And it says in the Urantia papers that the red man was the most intelligent in the evolutional species of human beings developing. And, of course, we know the red man being the Indian, okay, or the Native Americans that were on this continent of North America that we call the North America, okay, and where they came from and et cetera. And it also says in the Urantia papers that Jesus got talked with and interacted with all of the races except the red man, okay? So if you begin to comprehend, and again, looking at history, why is it important, okay? So now we're getting down to the bottom of the hour, and I want to round out this with bringing your attention to a thing I mentioned, I think, last week, too, was Agenda 47. Agenda 47, A-G-E-N-D-A, 47. And that is on Donald J. Trump www.ideal.com. Okay? And at the top of the menu across DonaldJTrump.com is the big label, the big words in capital, agenda, and then 47. So if you will go and click on that, it just comes up at DonaldJTrump.com/agenda47. And if you will page down on that and the things that it talks about, President Donald J. Trump declares war on cartels. Agenda 47, ending veterans homelessness in Indiana. We're already working on that in Indiana, in America, okay? But this is something that I'm looking at and thinking, wow, that's what we're doing here in Indiana, okay? And another thing he talks about is no welfare for illegal aliens. Well, Indiana's been one of those areas that's been very forward in trying to protect ourselves from making sure that the people that are working on our farms here are all legal, here legally, okay? They're great workers, really appreciate them, but they have to be doing things as we clear them and making sure they're not coming to do harm to us. Then he talks about the American Academy, okay, the Agenda 47, the American Academy, okay, and he's talking about revolutionizing higher education by shifting exclusively large endowments from the private universities towards a new institution called the American Academy. I wonder if that has anything to do with what I've been envisioning to develop, the Art of Living Academy. Could be, okay? And then it talks about Trump's message to America's auto workers. Got your answer in there? Okay, here's the next one. President Trump's pledge to homeschool families. Well, how did I get involved with this to start with? I became one of Indiana's first homeschooling of my kids when I discovered what was going on in the school systems that were dumbing our kids down, okay? And then Agenda 47 says President Trump's 10 principles for great schools leading to great jobs. And then it keeps on going on and on. So I really would like you to take a look at and see how many of these things that you think we might be doing and need to be doing, whether Trump is president or not. It gives you a well-laid-out dynamic, okay? And then I saw this one down here. It says addressing rise in chronic childhood illnesses. Well, and then ending the scourge of drug addiction in America. These things are the things that we can look out and saying, this eclipse may be our wake-up call for us to make some changes on our planet and figure out what can I do. And every one of us have a mission. Every one of us have something that we can do on this planet to keep this to be a very ideal place in which to live. But it's up to us. We have the free will choice to make this a paradise on earth or a hell on earth. It's our choices that make the difference. So, Peter, I see we're almost at the bottom of the hour here. You want to round it out?
Good stuff. I was looking at the websites that you were referencing while we were doing this radio show. And for those people that are listening in, we'll make sure that we have those websites listed in the show notes. So you go to buildingforgeradio.com/ideal. Look for any of the radio shows. And I put in two eclipses in the keywords and then bald knob in the keyword as well, so you'd be able to find that. And then just really great information. So we have a week or so to be able to do a little bit more research and be able to kind of get ready for the things that you're going to experience and share with us after that. So I'm kind of looking forward to this is going to be very interesting. I appreciate your insight. So having said that, thanks everybody for listening in. We'll do whatever we have to make sure all the web come back up.
We have one more Wednesday before the eclipse.
For the event. There we go. Yep. So we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone. Catch you next time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.